Well, Darrell, we've talked the last couple of weeks about the U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar, its relationship to it. This week, for most of the week, we saw the Canadian dollar really gain back some of that ground it lost. Are we done that, or is there still room to come back here, Darrell?
Well, I'm looking more, I guess, at the U.S. dollar than the Canadian. We can discuss the Canadian situation, but the U.S. dollar here is really the primary factor that's driving all the commodities right now. We've had a very sharp run-up in the American dollar, and most of that's been due to the instability in the financial markets. People, of course, are liquidating out of stock portfolios, putting them into U.S. treasuries, anything that looks to be safe. And the U.S. dollar, despite the problems, the American economy is still looked as the best safe haven to park money during uncertain times.
So it is that moving of money from the stocks into treasury bills, that type of thing, that is driving that U.S. dollar?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, now that if you're moving the U.S. dollar higher, of course, that makes commodities, which are primarily sold in U.S. dollars, more expensive. So that relationship's come back again here with a strong dollar. It has a dampening effect on commodity prices. Commodity prices working lower again.
Kind of an inverse relationship there.
Very much so. And, of course, we had, a very low dollar here earlier this year. It just was a primary driver for commodities to increase in value, to be looked at as a good asset class to park money. And now that relationship has changed, commodities are just not looked at as a safe store of value as it appeared to be over the last year.
So as long as we see a strong U.S. dollar, we're going to see pressure on our grain and oilseed markets here, Darrell?
I see that definitely, because it dampens demand, and that's the big driver here right now. It's not supply issue anymore, Ray. It's demand and how we get demand moving and stoked up again. So a stronger dollar is certainly not going to help that.
Darrell, maybe tell me a little bit then what you saw this week on the Canadian front, because we saw that big rally at the start of the week and maybe tailing off now. Is that all related to the strength or weakness of the U.S. dollar here?
Well, with a stronger American dollar, of course, the Canadian dollar will weaken against it, but it was very heavily sold and in a very quick period of time. Of course, most all commodity prices, when they move very quickly like that, there will be a correction. So we've had a quick little correction here, probably around a profit taking. As to whether we've seen the lows in the Canadian, I wouldn't want to call that just yet, Ray. Definitely not. I think the primary trend here is a stronger dollar, and as long as it remains stronger, the Canadian will struggle.
Some in our commodity sector are actually enjoying this because it is bringing things back down a little bit, making us more competitive. Are you seeing this maybe as good news to move our commodities, Darrell?
Yeah, it's definitely good for any exporter, and it's certainly going to be helpful for the Canadian manufacturing sector, which has really taken a beating here with the Canadian dollar going as high as it did over the past year. So yes, in terms of the export sector for Canada, this will be a helpful factor. But unfortunately, not giving us enough of a kick in relation to what's happening on the downward pressure on commodity prices.
So, Darrell, as you kind of put these factors into play for our producers at home here are trying to figure out their marketing decisions over the winter, is this a time to sit back? Or I know you've talked earlier about maybe stepping into the market with some sales here. Are you still in that line of thinking?
I'm definitely in that line of thinking, Ray. I think it's, depending on how flexible you are and working with your inventory positions, but to me it's best to get the inventory moved. Try to move premium product first. Demand has backed off now quite significantly from what we were looking at earlier in the year, so it's best to get that moved before everybody gets into a scenario where they have to move it, and then you've got a lot of competition in the marketplace for your product. So I would step up the cash sales and get this financial situation stabilized, and maybe we can take a look at another strategy to go forward from there. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.